It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to find out a little more right now about John McCain's choice for vice president. By all accounts, it is Sarah Palin. She is governor of Alaska. It's considered a surprising choice, and the world is going to meet her, in many cases for the first time, in just the next half hour to an hour as John McCain makes an announcement in Dayton, Ohio, presumably with Palin at his side. We're going to talk it over the next few minutes, beginning with NPR's Martin Costa, who has covered Sarah Palin's career in Alaska. And if you can describe, Martin, where she comes from. That's Martin Costa.
I'm here on this line. Hello.
There we go. Hi, Martin. You're live on the radio.
Yeah, good morning. I can barely hear you there. But yeah, Sarah Palin is a mother of five. She's 44 years old. She's got a boy in the Army and a newborn boy and three kids in between. She was a governor of she was mayor of a small suburb near Anchorage for a while, and now she was elected governor in 2006 on a platform of challenging the old guard in the Republican Party. She actually challenged successfully the incumbent Republican Governor Frank Murkowski on a platform of transparency and sunlight.
Well, let's learn a little bit more about that, and we're going to be talking for several minutes about Sarah Palin, but let's hear her own voice. We're going to play portions of a profile done by Elizabeth Arnold, a reporter who's familiar to longtime NPR listeners.
Just after Sarah Palin
became governor in December of 2006, she spoke with Elizabeth Arnold, and here's some of what they said.
In her first few weeks in office, Sarah Palin put the former governor's personal jet on eBay. She stopped construction of a multi-million dollar road to nowhere from the state capitol, and some are expecting she'll even give back the federal money for the infamous bridges to nowhere. Alaska's newest governor ran as an outsider, a maverick, the candidate of change, and she's apparently living up to her slogans.
So far so good.
Palin squeezed in a few minutes between back-to-back transition meetings to reflect on the task ahead.
Kind of the disadvantage of being an outsider is you don't know all the players. The advantages are you get to start fresh. You get to start with ideals, and it's worth it.
Much has been made of Palin's personality. She likes to ride snow machines. Her favorite meal is moose burgers. But not that much is known about her personal politics. She was roundly criticized for running more on Sarah Palin than on the details of running government. She was often vague in debates and fuzzy on the specifics of issues. But the voters didn't seem to mind, and now it's time for Palin to fill in the blanks. A year from now, she says, she hopes she'll have proven herself.
Well, I really want people to say, the risk was worth it in giving an outsider a shot.
Sarah Palin, Alaska's new governor.
People in Alaska decided the risk was worth it in 2006, as we heard in that report from NPR's Elizabeth Arnold, or from reporter Elizabeth Arnold, from 2006. We're going to talk now about the situation as she is chosen as John McCain's vice presidential running mate, and we'll bring another voice into the conversation. He is NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So let's go through the basics there. Has been a governor, has worked on energy issues in the past, but if you go through the biography, you also find moose burgers and not a lot of political experience. Is this a plus for McCain?
I don't think that those things are necessarily a plus for McCain, but some of the things that you haven't mentioned yet are a plus for McCain. She is, in a sense, the mirror image of Joe Biden. What Joe Biden does for Barack Obama, to some degree, Sarah Palin does for John McCain. She balances the overweighted side of the top of the ticket, and she provides kind of a fresh burst of energy. I think a lot of people are going to be charmed by Sarah Palin, at least initially.
We've got somebody here who was a beauty contestant at one time, but has also gotten into serious issues, made a reputation on ethics in Alaska, and dare we say is almost three decades younger than John McCain.
Yes, and it will, to some degree, cast into doubt the emphasis on experience that we've been hearing from the Republicans. But at the same time, choosing Joe Biden cast into doubt the message of change that was coming from the Democratic side. So in the choice of their running mates, each of the two presidential nominees has essentially sacrificed a little bit of the edge that he had in his strength area in order to address what was seen as a weakness.
Meaning that neither of these guys can now make an argument that the other ticket is inexperienced, because each one has somebody on the ticket that would be seen as a little less experienced than your normal presidential nominee.
Yes, and that's the cost of balance. You want balance, but on the other hand, when you get balance, you lose a little bit of strength in the process. I'd like to point out that Sarah Palin is also a former state basketball champion who was known as a very scrappy player. And she's not a modern basketball player in the sense of being very, very tall. She is more in the variety of basketball player you'd be familiar with, Steve, in Indiana, the scrappy classic point guard.
Someone who is much, much better than me. Let's go to NPR's Martin Kosty once again, who has covered Sarah Palin's career in Alaska. We mentioned ethics. That's been a big issue for her in Alaska, Martin Kosty. Has she had, however, any ethical issues of her own?
Well, that's been the fly in the ointment for her. Her whole image is built on transparency and sunlight in government, especially in the wake of this corruption scandal they've had in the legislature there in Alaska. And generally, she has pushed for ethical reform, and she says she doesn't accept lobbyists in her office. Everything should be out in the open. But in the last 6 weeks or so, there's been a lot of attention in Alaska on something that you might call Troopergate. Basically, her sister's ex-husband is a state trooper. And there are suggestions that the governor pressured the public safety commissioner to fire him, to fire her sister's ex-husband. Now, she denies this, and she says she wants everything out on the table so people can take a look at it. The legislature has hired an investigator to take a look, and in about 2 months we'll have a report. Interesting timing for the general election, I should say. So that is a question about whether she unduly used her office as governor to basically settle a family matter.
And does this get any larger than an ex-husband here?
Well, no. Right now, what people are talking about is just if this is true, it would be a governor using her office to basically end a family squabble, I guess, or to put more distance between her sister and an ex-husband. It's not about money. It's not about the bigger issues of governance you sometimes hear about. But it does, if it's true, it sort of undermines her message of transparency and a new age for Republicans in Alaska.
We're talking with NPR's Martin Kosty, who's covered the career of Sarah Palin, and we should mention that there is now a statement from the McCain campaign confirming many reports today that Sarah Palin is, in fact, McCain's vice presidential choice, and he will introduce her shortly. Let's go back to NPR's Ron Elving. And, Ron, we've hardly mentioned in this portion of the program what is maybe the most striking fact about this choice is that John McCain has chosen a woman.
Yes, and I think that is probably the chief and salient characteristic of this vice presidential choice. The McCain campaign has been trying for some weeks to lure the former supporters of Hillary Clinton, or current supporters of Hillary Clinton, I should say. She's still very much their hero or heroine, but she is no longer a candidate for president. Some of those people are quite unhappy about that. They have not been reconciled to the nomination of Barack Obama here in Denver, and so they may well be susceptible to the argument that they're getting a better deal as supporters of Hillary Clinton from a vice presidential choice who is a woman. Now, that's going to be subject to issue questions as well.
Well, let's mention that in the few seconds we have left. This is someone who is socially conservative who strongly opposes abortion, for example.
Highly outspoken, very strong opponent of abortion rights. And that's going to pose a problem for a lot of Hillary Clinton supporters. And I think it's clear that Hillary Clinton herself will continue to support Barack Obama, and that'll be issue one.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. We also heard from NPR's Martin Kosty, who has covered the career of Sarah Palin. And according now to a statement from the McCain campaign, Sarah Palin will be John McCain's vice presidential selection. She'll be nominated at the Republican convention coming next week, and she'll be introduced today.